Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Brother Julius Adeyemi again. We are going through the epistle of Peter, the second epistle of Peter. We are now in chapter 2. And I pray the Lord will give you understanding. In chapter 1, we were talking of the mysteries Apostle Peter was revealing to us. How you have to keep pressing on. Don't assume that you have already gotten it because you are born again. Remember Apostle Paul, when he was writing, he said, I forget those things that are behind. Looking to those things that are before me, I press towards the mark for the price of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's how me and you should have the same mindset. Anyone that wants to be perfect, you have that type of mindset. Don't think you got it. You are born again and that's all. Somebody one time said, oh, I got the Holy Ghost now. He's not going to church. He said, I pray through. So you don't pray through. That's just the beginning of it. You are baptized, the Holy Spirit speaking. That's not the end of it. That's just the beginning. So keep looking for unto Jesus so that you are changing from glory unto glory. That's what Apostle Peter was saying. Add to this, add to your faith, virtue, knowledge of Christ. You know him more. The more you reveal to you, the more you know. It's like a gestation. We are metamorphosing into his image. So that's why Apostle Paul said, we, like in a glass, we are beholding the image of the glory of God. We are to shift to that image from glory unto glory. And that is what the apostles are telling us. And we are to take heed to this and keep looking unto Jesus so that we can keep changing to his image. Chapter 2 of 2 Peter, verse 1. But there were false prophets also among the people. Now, this you have to remember, the chapters and the Bible was not written, this letter was not written in chapters and verses. The compilers put them, the people that compile them, they separate them into chapters and verses for reference sake. So what he was saying in chapter 2 was continuation of what he said in chapter 1 of 2 Peter. Because in chapter 1, he just rounded out chapter 1 up by saying, holy men of God, as our prophets, they spoke as the Holy Ghost spoke through them. But in chapter 2, he's now trying to distinguish between prophets and prophets. He said, there are false prophets among the people in those days too. Because there are people that wrote their own story and to contradict what Isaiah said. But see, the word of God remains forever. You may not know those people because their words perished with them. But the one that God ordained, the one that God himself authored, Isaiah the prophet and the books of Daniel, God authored those things and revealed those things. That is why he kept it around up to now. So that we build on it, we learn from those things. So those four persons, they also wrote their own things to contradict the true ones. They will always have some false. They will put their own books out also to deceive the people in that generation, but their works perish with them. But the one that God sent will last for a long time because God wanted it to pass to the next generation and the next generation and the next generation. That's what Apostle Peter is alluding to in the next part. I say, here we talk about prophets that they wrote according to the will of God. But in chapter 2, he started by saying, but there were false prophets among them also. Even as there shall be false teachers among we believers at the same time. And you can tell there are many voices. Even on radio, there are many people that will claim they are teaching the gospel also. On television, there will be many that are teaching whatever they want to teach also. So there will be false teachers among you also, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Now, this is warning believers so that you don't just swallow everything that comes your way because it said they are preaching. Like some people, they may call it Jehovah's Witness, they send their own books out to, and they may even give it to you on the streets. And you may read and see it's contradicting what Christ said sometimes, or they don't believe Jesus is the Messiah. So they have many other books that are out there too that are claiming to preach something, not to talk of other false religions. See? But he said that many of them will be denying the Lord that bought them, they deny that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, or denying that Jesus Christ is the only Savior, or they may deny that Jesus Christ was born of the Virgin Mary, and many things that they might. And they may still talking about being Christians too. But he said that they will be bringing upon them swift destruction. Verse 2. And many shall follow their pernicious ways. Now, many of those false teachers also have followers. Because the world is full of the good seed and the bad seed. Jesus Christ said it. I know my sheep and they hear my voice. And he was telling that to the Jews that claim to be people of God. But they didn't believe him. They didn't believe Jesus Christ as the Messiah. Up till now, there are still Jews that claim to be rabbinical Jews. They may even be ruling their temple in that day, or they are ruling the group called the rabbinical scholars in Jerusalem right now, and they don't believe Jesus is the Messiah. But they were deceived. They were deceived. Because the Bible said, if they don't belong to him, they don't believe in him, they were not of his seed. Let's read, see where the Lord Jesus Christ was confronting the Jews of that generation. And they even came to the point where they came around there and said, tell us, if you are the Christ, tell us plainly, why are you making us doubt? You know what Jesus Christ told them? He said, I told you, you don't believe it. And he said, you don't believe because you are not of my sheep. Really? And by the time of the, at the end of that discussion, they took up stones to stone him. You see what now? He said, you will not believe because you are not of my sheep, which means in this world there are the sheep of Christ and there are those who will not be the sheep of Christ. And they may also be religious. They may, like the Pharisees in the days of Jesus Christ, they were religious, claiming to follow the same God. And that's why don't be surprised if some so-called Islam say they are worshiping the same God and they are killing Christians. They are not following the same God. That's exactly what is going on in the days of Lord Jesus Christ also. These people claim to be Jews. They were the rulers of the temple that is the temple of God. But God manifested in the flesh, they couldn't see him because of their own blinded of the eyes, jealous of this man that is 30 years old and doing these signs and wonders. They were jealous of him. And they are trying to make people go away from him. He's not of God. And they say, well, why are you making us do that? If you are the Christ, tell us. I said, I told you, you don't believe. He said, but those that God has given to me will come to me. At the end of that discussion, they took up stones to stone him. He said, well, I have shown you so many great signs and wonders. Which of them are you stoning me for? He said, because you make yourself a God. But he said, he's God manifest. They don't want to believe he's God manifest in the flesh. He said, before Abraham, your father was I am. No, that wanted them to stone him right now. But that is what we are seeing. Apostle Peter was saying there are false prophets among them, because that means there are the true seed and there is only the false seed. In the days of apostles, there are people that claim to be Pharisees, rabbis, and they were also in the temple, high priests, chief priests, and they still don't accept this Messiah. You see, false prophets, false leaders leading the people falsely, saying they are following the same God. Say, God knows that I saw him. That's the apostle Paul saying. Say, many shall follow their pernicious ways. They will have disciples too. In the days of Jeremiah, just think of the stories in the book of God, and read the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah was told by God to go warn them. God said, I'm going to destroy all these places, and Jeremiah, Nebuchadnezzar is going, God is going to use to destroy them. In the temple where Jeremiah was talking to the people, there are other prophets also that slapped Jeremiah and confronted him and arrested him. And they were claimed to be prophets also in the temple of Jeremiah, of God in Jerusalem in those days. But Jeremiah's word came to pass. They were all taken out of the place by Nebuchadnezzar, and they were all, many of them destroyed, many of them taken as slaves. And the word of Jeremiah is still standing today, because that was the one God sent. So what I'm trying to say is that there may be other teachers and preachers and prophets and false ones, false teachers, and they may also have books. But the one that God has sent will stand forever, and the others will perish with their words, perish with them. And that is exactly what Apostle Peter is saying here, that there are false prophets in the days of those good prophets as we are reading, and we are alluding to them, that, oh, Isaiah the prophet, that was the true prophet. In his days, they didn't even believe he was the true prophet. In fact, according to history, they say he was actually finally killed by the king. That's Isaiah the prophet, according to the story. So that's one of the things why Apostle Peter is saying there were false teachers among us also, just like there were false prophets among them. And many also will follow those false teachers too. Don't think because they don't have crowd that they may not be false. Those who have crowd may be false. Those who don't have crowd also may be false. God knows that. So if you belong to God, let the Holy Spirit lead you, that what you are listening to is the truth. And only God can reveal that to you. That's why he said in verse 2, many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Verse 3 of 2 Peter chapter 2, and through covetousness shall they with vain words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth. Now he's giving characteristics of this type of false teacher he's talking about, that many of them, they are trying to covet your money. All they are teaching is to gain money from you. And you see many of them in this our generation right now, they make some gimmick to make money. that come and sow a seed of 1,000, God is going to multiply it for you. Many people that can't afford 1,000, they think God is going to multiply by 10. So they go and pay that 1,000, they go to borrow money. And in the end, they don't get anything back. And this so-called false teachers that are using gimmick to get money like that, they are making themselves rich. We've had some cases of people, some prophets that say, if you come to our church, you will become millionaire. All of us are millionaires here. It's a gimmick to get money. And the more people they get, the more money they make. See, that is what Apostle Paul is saying, that through covetousness, verse 3, they shall make merchandise of you. They are trying to make, almost like selling you, making gain out of you. Through feigned words, he called it feigned words, whose judgment now of a long time lingered, and say, God is going to judge them, but you look like, why is it taking so long? God is patient. Verse 4, for if God spared not the angel that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and deliver them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. You know, it's now warning us that God didn't spare the angels that sinned in the days of Noah. Before the days of Noah, some angels sinned by according to the book of Genesis chapter 6, and we saw that in the book of Enoch, that these angels came and mingled among men and impregnated women and brought forth giants upon the earth. And they were all, the angels were locked up in the shades of darkness. That's what he was referring to in verse 4. And the book of Epistle of Jude also mentioned the same thing. And in verse 5 said, and also God did not spare the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. He's just citing two examples or three examples of God's judgment, even upon angels that sinned, upon the world that disobeyed, because they mix up with the angels and become giants and the violence upon the earth, and God destroyed them in the days of Noah. That was the example he's also citing in verse 5. And then he's going to cite another example in verse 6 of Sodom and Gomorrah. And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly. We know the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. But God delivered Lot, the just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man, dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Apostle Peter was citing the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot being among them, couldn't do anything about it, but he was grieved by the fact that things are going on that were ungodly. But God had to send the two angels to save Lot out of the place. God could have just destroyed the place, but he sent those two angels purposely to save Lot out of the place. And Lot alone and his two daughters finally escaped from the cities that were destroyed, Sodom and Gomorrah. And verse 9 said, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations. God knows how to deliver you. So you that is listening to me, you are a believer, just keep doing the right thing and keep preaching to them. Don't participate in their evil deeds. And that's all the warning Apostle Peter is saying. That remember how God judged Sodom and Gomorrah. Don't participate in those ungodliness. How God judged them in the days of Noah. Don't participate in whatever the world is crazily going after. Separate yourself from them. And also warn them. Maybe peradventure some may repent. But if they don't repent, keep yourself pure. And God knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation, is what he said in verse 9. And to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. God knows how to do that. So let the unjust come to be unjust. If they don't want to repent, just keep on telling them. But we must keep ourselves pure. Verse 10. Apostle Peter is going to qualify again. Who are these unjust people he's talking about? But chiefly, them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government. I mean, he was citing an example of what these people do, that they despise authority of the government of the world. Presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. And you see that also in the letters of Jude, that they were referring to the same people, that some people have come in among the believers that they could see that they were speaking evil of even the rulers, That's why the Bible says, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, and that don't let corrupt communication come out of your mouth. Guide your mouth, bridle your tongue. Even you see the rulers of the world, they may be ungodly, they may be evil, and they are the rulers, they are doing some bad things, but don't participate by speaking bad words about them. Better to pray for them. Just be praying for them. It's better. And he said, don't speak evil of dignities. Verse 11 says, whereas angels which are greater in power and might bring not raging accusation against them before the Lord. The same thing is what Jude mentioned, that when the angel Michael was confronting Satan, he didn't bring raging accusation, just said the Lord rebuke Satan. They tried to not offend God by speaking evil from their own mouth. They tried to give respect to that spirit called Satan. And even though they are more powerful, but they rather let the Lord do the judging. So that's why apostles are now learning the same thing and saying, we believers must learn not to take laws into our hand and trying to speak evil of dignities or rulers or so. But let's just leave them alone, pray for them. They are doing evil, yeah. Don't use your mouth to lambast them. Just be praying for them. So even angels try to avoid really an accusation. You just let God handle it. Verse 12 says, but this, talking about this man that Apostle Peter was referring to, as natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed, they speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. See, they don't understand some of these things they are talking. Many of them are actually talking about Christ. Maybe they were former Jews and Jews that claim that they know better, and they are trying to convince people that Jesus Christ was not their Messiah and try to speak evil about him. Those are the type of people he was referring to, that these people, they were speaking evil of things that they don't understand, and they will perish in their own destruction, in their own corruption. Verse 13, and said, they shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. And he kept putting some more adjectives to describe these people. He says, spots they are, and blemishes, spotting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you. I mean, they may be among the believers thinking they know better, confronting the true word of God. He said, but they are deceiving themselves. Verse 14, they have eyes full of adultery. He said, also pointing out that many of them are full of adultery from the way they conduct themselves, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls and how they have exercised with covetous practices caused children. Now, when you look at the landscape of so-called believers in our generation, even so-called ministers, there have been so many accusation stories. There was one we read about in somewhere in Africa, maybe South Africa, that the police have to arrest the man. He has impregnated so many women that are claiming to be coming to his church. Those are all evildoers that fall into this category that Apostle Peter said, eyes full of adultery. They are only merchandising the people, claiming that they are doing the work of Christ. They are not doing the work of Christ. If all they are doing is to gain money or to gain fame, and they are full of adultery and all those things going on that was finally being exposed when they were caught, those things, Apostle Paul, Apostle Peter is lumping all of them together. These are all the people who say they are called children. They may claim to be serving God, but God knows that they are his own. That's what he was talking to about. We have had so many cases of that in this generation. People that are that are in the occult and claiming to be leaders of churches. But then secretly, they meet in some place where they are doing ritualistic worship to Satan. And many of those are also exposed in the generation. And Apostle Peter is lumping all of them together, that they may claim to come into your midst and see feasting with you guys as church members, but God sees what they are doing in the secret, in their occultic practices. God sees whom they are worshiping in the dark. When they go to the jungle and do all those ritualistic worship, whatever they are doing it for. See, those are the things that is going on in the world that we are hearing about. And Apostle Peter already said, these things are happening. Even in their generation, they are seeing similar things happening. But God knows that are his own. It's what he's saying here. Verse 15 of 2 Peter chapter 2. He said, these people are forsaking the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor. Who was Balaam? It was a prophet that was said to be a prophet of God, but he went after wages, after reward from a king, earthly king, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. But since that Balaam was rebuked for his iniquity, The dumb are speaking with man's voice, forbid the madness of the prophet. Now, that was the story of Balaam. You can read it, it's in the book of Numbers, where that was the prophet that was going to go and curse the Israelites, because the king called Balak of the Moabites called him to come and curse these people. And he was saying, God, should I go and curse? God said, don't go and curse them, they are blessed people. But he went, he wiggled his way to find a way, because he didn't like that money, the reward he's going to get from the king. And God said, okay, go if you want to go. And he went. And the angel stood in his way. And the ass has to be speaking out with the man's voice and say, why are you beating me? The ass saw the angel, the prophet that was mad, the mad prophet didn't see the angel. But the ass that he was riding on the donkey saw the angel, and the donkey tried to turn back. And he has to be flogging the donkey. Why is he behaving like this? And the angel opened the mouth of the donkey to talk. The donkey talked to him, why are you beating me? Have I done this like this before? He said, no. Then why don't you see? And then the Lord opened the eyes of the prophet. He saw the angel with his sword drawn. And then the prophet said, oh, I'll go back if you like. Said, well, you go, better way. You only do what I say. But in the end, the Bible says he still taught that king he wanted to get this money at all costs, that reward. Many people are dancing with the rich and the popular and the big names in the government so that they can get money. They can get their own share of the cake of the money of the public. But see, they are doing merchandising. And that is the type of the way of Balaam for reward. They put aside the Jesus is the only savior just to get fame with the big men of the United Nations. It's happening right now in our generation. They wanted to be recognized with the United Nations. So the name of Jesus, I say, is the only savior. They don't want to say that anymore. Just to be at peace with the Islam, just to be at peace with the Buddhists, to be at peace with the Catholicism, to be at peace with the Hindus. And they bury the name of Jesus Christ, the only name. And they still claim to be preachers. And that is the way of Balaam. They love the wages of unrighteousness. What's the way? It may not be money, it may just be fame, recognition. Now they are representing the United Nations. Wow, they are now big people. But that's the world. That's the world system. And they will perish with the United Nations, because the United Nations is going to perish. When Jesus Christ has come, whoever is going to manage, you know, will be destroyed with the world. See? And those prophets and teachers and pastors that were part of the United Nations, they all die with the United Nations when Jesus Christ has come. And that is really what was going on. That is the way of Balaam that Apostle Peter was referring to here. And he went further. Verse 17. So these are wells without water. He's still describing with adjectives these people that are claiming to be believers and they are false teachers, and he's still classifying. They say they are wells without water. Clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they may be orators. They can talk, they can preach, and people think, well, that's what God's looking for. But see, what they are doing behind their back, what spirit is leading them, just to make money or merchandising the people, God sees that also, and God is not part of them. And God has departed from them if he was ever with them in the first place. So when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they are lured through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness. Those that were clean escape from them who live in error. So if you keep yourself holy and keep yourself to the Lord, you will not be trapped by these sweet talkers that may claim to be preachers or pastors or teaching, but they are merchandising the people. And they are pulling people towards the United Nations. One world religion now. One world religion that is forming. They are forming it right now in this generation, where they have what they call, they are trying to make a new Bible that will please the Islam, that will please the churchgoers, and please the Hindus, by just taking the name of Jesus out and just saying we are worshiping the same God. They are trying to make something like that right now, which is already forming. But we that are believers, we tell them the truth. Jesus is the only way. Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Oh, see, that is divisive. You are being divisive. You are trying to fight, making the Islamic people fight you, or the Hindus to come against you. The truth is still the truth. You say it in love, but Jesus Christ is the only way. Verse 19 of 2 Peter chapter 2. So while they promise them liberty, what are they promising them? To come and get free? say they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. So they are promising that there's peace, but there's no peace without Christ Jesus. They promise them liberty, but they themselves are servants of corruption. That's how Apostle Peter is saying. Verse 20 says, for if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. So Apostle Peter is actually still saying that these people he was talking about, they may have escaped the corruption, they may have claimed to be born again before, they may have claimed to be servants of Christ before, but if they went back by not following through, you have to follow through the gospel. Jesus Christ said to the disciples, as the Bible says in the place where Christ was preaching, some of those Jews were nodding their heads as if they agree. And Christ faced them and said, ye are my disciple if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciple indeed. So it is a need for continuing in the word of God to the end. So you can't say, I believe Jesus is the only Savior after you become rich and prosperous in your church. Now you don't think he's the only Savior anymore because you are now friends with the Emma or the Islamic leaders or with the Pope or with all these gurus in India. Now you are now thinking, well, these gurus look like they are holy because they behave like holy. They say Satan can behave like holy too. They say Satan can even come like an angel of light. And they say, well, I don't think these people are not going to the same heaven because they are now looking holy to you. They say the chief of the Buddhists, oh, he looks holier than all these Christians. He may look holier, but if he is not following Jesus Christ, he is not going anywhere. See, that is what we are telling you. You have to know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That's what Jesus Christ said. I shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father, but by me, is what he said. If people claim to have given their life to Christ, said if they have been born again, and they are entangled again in all those things and overcome because they don't hold truth to the end, to the truth that Jesus is the only Savior, they will be entangled back into the ungodliness or unbelief. That's an unbelief. Unbelief is why God destroyed them in the wilderness. Those who don't believe Christ is the only way anymore, they may still claim to be preaching and going to church or leading some people. But if they don't preach anymore that Jesus is the only way, they are already entangled in unbelief and they go with the unbelievers to the world of destruction. That's why Apostle Peter is saying the latter end of them is worse than the beginning. Verse 21. For it has been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. What is the holy commandment? Christ is the only Savior. And this is what Apostle Peter and Apostle John said. God has said, believe in his Son and follow his precept to love one another. So if people don't believe his Son, the Son of God anymore, they have already departed from the truth. That's what Apostle Peter is saying, that they have departed from the holy commandment delivered unto them. See, but it is happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the soul that was washed to a wallowing in the mire. We don't want to turn back to ungodliness or unbelief. We want to stay with Christ and continue to the end. He that endure to the end, the same shall be saved, is what the Lord Jesus Christ said. We are to endure to the end. Endure the persecution. Endure holding firm the truth that Jesus is the only Savior to the end. Even if it costs our life, we are believing in and confessing to the end. Then are we saved? God bless you. I'll continue this in the next broadcast. God bless you.